Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 46. I think this episode is going to fire you up. I'm pretty fired up right now, and I only have just the outline written, haven't even recorded, obviously, and I'm pretty fired up. And that's because the topic today is something that I'm really passionate about. It's something that I'm really stubborn about, actually, and that's this idea of not giving up, not giving up. That's what I want to talk about today, but not in like a cheesy cliche way of, you know, how giving up is disappointing to yourself or a waste of talent or anything like that. That's a given. We know that. I don't want you to give up for the sole and specific reason that you just literally never know how freaking close you are to where you want to be. And if you give up right now, you'll never know. And the reality is, if my experience has taught me anything, it's that you can be so close right now. You could be right there. You just don't know. And I don't want you to look back and ask yourself, what if? You know, what if I didn't give up? So that's what I'm talking about today. And I've got some pretty good examples of what this looks like in practice. So definitely excited for this episode. Quick note of gratitude, as always, to say thank you for all the support. I've been getting so many just cool screenshots of people listening to the show and sharing the podcast with their friends. And it's just a really surreal and really cool thing. And that means the world to me. And I appreciate each and every one of you who has listened, who subscribed, who has rated and reviewed, all that jazz. Thank you so much. So holler at me on Instagram at case.kenny if you want to chat or if I can help you with anything or in any way. Just shoot me a DM. I'll get back to you eventually, I promise. So let's get into it. So I titled this episode, Don't You Dare Give Up, because my experience has taught me that this is literally the most important long-term mindset that you can have in life. And in this episode, I really just want to implore you simply to not give up right now. And it sounds simple, and frankly it is, but I'm going to break it down and talk about some of my life experiences and some of those of my friends that have taught me that not giving up is really the only thing that you can control in life. And when you realize this, amazing, really great things can happen. And I had the idea, I always have odd inspiration for things, but usually it comes from the internet. Or Instagram or something like that. And I had the idea for this episode after a friend sent me an image that really hit me just right in the feels. Maybe you've seen it before, but to describe it, it's a cartoon image with these two guys, and they're using pickaxes to cut through the earth, like they're underground, like in a mine or something. And they're moving from left to right. And there's one guy who's sweaty. He's swinging his pickaxe and he's slowly working his way to the right. And then there's another guy on another level right below him, also working his way slowly to the right, but he's further along. He's a little further to the right. And he can't see it because there's still a bunch of earth right in front of him, but he's cutting through it. But just a couple feet on the other side of that is a room full of diamonds, which is his obvious destination, right? It's where he wants to go. But he's stopped. He has stopped and he picked up his axe and he's turned around and he gave up. And the image shows just how close he was to where he wanted to go, but he's given up because he didn't realize how close he was. And he just gave up. And the caption says, success is right around the corner. Yikes. Like to me, that was really powerful. And it gave me the idea for this episode because I think that realization that you quit when you're right there is a pretty terrifying one, right? I don't want that. You know, and sometimes we give up, but we're right there. We're so close to that thing or that improvement that we've been working towards, like so close. How terrible is that, right? To give up when you're so close. And that doesn't sit well with me. Like it makes me very uncomfortable, you know, and that kind of reality begs the question of what if, you know, what if you didn't stop? What if you just kept going a bit more? What if you tried a little bit harder for a little bit longer? What if, you know? And if you listen to the podcast regularly, you know that I really don't like to have to ask myself that question because it means that I might be leaving myself open to living with regret. And I don't want that. And I don't want to have to ask myself that question, what if? I would rather live it. So for one, just right out the gate, I want to implore you to not give up, because the simple act of sticking to it, whatever that thing is, for a bit longer certainly leads to a life with fewer regrets. That's my opinion. But more importantly, sticking with it leads to big breakthroughs. And you never know the timing of those things. That's life. That's just the way the universe works. You never know if it's going to come in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You don't. And to me, that is reason enough to just keep going, you know, because I don't know about you, but I'm one stubborn dude. I'm very stubborn. If you think about it, you probably are too, but maybe you're not stubborn about the right things. Like, I'm stubborn about silly little things, right? I'm stubborn about going to Chipotle and the people there not giving me enough chicken, right? You know, give me that full scoop. I want my chicken. Or like, I'm stubborn about getting the best seat if I go to a movie, or stubborn about always wanting like the new iPhone or whatever, silly little things like that, right? And you're probably stubborn about silly little things, similar to that, I'm sure. But at the same time, I'm also stubborn about big things, things that matter to me, my grind, my effort, my vision, my creativity, like very stubborn about those things. You know, I'm very stubborn about the hard work that I put in, and I'm adamant that it won't be for nothing. You know, apologies for the language, but like, there's simply no fucking way that I'm going to allow my hard work to be for nothing. You know, there's no way that I'm going to allow my God-given talents and vision and creativity just sit there. You know, hell no, there's no way. And I get fired up saying that, you know, and I refuse to grow old and die with gas still in the tank, so to say. You know, I don't want to leave this planet with undiscovered talents, or without having at least tried and tried and tried and tried. And that's my mindset, right? And that kind of stubbornness has done some really great things for me and for others as well. And that's, you know, what I'm going to talk about. You know, for me, like for Pursuit, for example, the company that I run, I've been stubbornly working on that for 4 years. And that's literally 4 years of creating content of all these things that I have to do every day, every single day for 4 years. That's over 1,500 days at this point. That's insane. And you know what? For those first 2.5 years, I really had nothing to show for it. Little success, small growth, certainly no money. But that changed, you know, about a year ago, a year and a half ago, big time. You know, Pursuit blew up and everything with it. Money, numbers, recognition, all that stuff. But how was I to know that date when things would change, when I would finally hit my stride? You know, I couldn't. I wouldn't. How could I possibly know, right? All I could do was just keep working towards it. And that's what I did. And, you know, now humbly, I'm having a small breakout moment, right? I'm having an opportunity. And I have a lot of examples like this from friends of mine and just people that I'm aware of. And one in particular really stands out. I have this friend, Leon. He runs a YouTube channel called Leon Lush. And he's just a great example of this. And I'm so freaking proud of him. You know, I met this guy like 2 years ago, actually, when I was doing some mentoring for people looking to grow their personal brands and passion projects. So that was in 2016. And I didn't realize that at the time, but he had been creating YouTube videos since 2007. And he was struggling to grow and he wanted to do more. That's how we came in contact. And he's such a hilarious guy. Check out his channel for sure. Basically, he does live commentary on different things in culture. And he's hilarious. But at the time, he had a small following. And I remember looking at one of his videos from 2009, and he had 200 subscribers, and he did this video thanking them for support, just 200. Then you fast forward to today, it's October 2018, and something big happened. And it happened last week in October 2018. Last week, Leon hit 740,000 subscribers, 740,000. And you know what's funny about that is the week before that, he only had 200,000 subscribers. So he gained over 500,000 subscribers in a week. And you know why that happened? It's because he created these two videos. They went viral, 5 million views. He blew up. He had his moment. And do you know why that happened? It's because he didn't give up. You know, even when he had 200 subscribers, and then 5 years later, 100,000. And then 2 years later, 200,000. He just kept repeating and doing his thing and being himself. And then boom, he had his moment. He hit his kind of proverbial diamond mind. And it wasn't like he had his calendar set up in his studio where he was like, all right, October 2018, I just need to make it to October 2018, 11 years later, I just need to get there, then I'll blow up. No, not at all. He had no idea. He just knew that if he loved what he did and he wanted to grow and he wanted to be something and make something of his passion, he had to keep going. He had to be stubborn. And I just think that's such an awesome story. You know, if he had given up 2 weeks ago or a year ago, he never would have had this moment. Now he's had this moment and he's huge. He's going to be a huge, huge, huge YouTuber. And it's really awesome to see. And it's funny too, because I was looking up some of my old correspondence with him. And I actually had him on my old podcast in 2016. And I just found an email with him. And in the email, I was like, hey, you know, what do you want to talk about in the show? And he goes, this is just so great. He goes, I'm a little bit of a loss concerning my bio because I don't have nearly the accolades of most of your guests. And I don't consider any of my accomplishments remarkable, right? And then he talks about how he's kind of the unknown hustler and he's working behind the scenes to build a body of work, right? He is working his day job to meet financial obligations while spending the rest of his day building and creating. And I just think that's awesome. Not only is he a humble guy, but that was 2 years ago. And look at him now. So it's awesome. I mean, just look at the guy. So like, don't give up. I think that's my biggest thing there. You know, can you imagine being in his shoes? If Leon had given up 2 weeks ago and didn't make those two videos, he wouldn't have had his breakthrough. And he was so close. He was right there. And I don't want that for you. Right? I don't want you to give up and then years later look back and be like, what if? And I think, obviously, I'm talking a lot about like YouTubers and entrepreneurship, but this advice obviously applies to much more than just being a YouTuber, or a blogger, or a podcaster, or a business owner, or whatever. I think in anything in your life that you're working on, you should take a minute to understand how much it matters to you. It could be a relationship you're struggling with, your fitness, your passion for something, your career, whatever, right? And let me hit you with some cheese real quick. Apologies for the cheese, but I think it fits here. There's this quote from Aaron Hansen that says, "And you ask, what if I fall? Oh, my darling, but what if you fly?" I gotta laugh when I say that, but a lot of cheese. But that's right, right? What if I fall? Oh, but what if you fly? And if you're asking yourself right now, if you really want to continue with that thing, if you really want to continue working on that relationship, to continue studying for the GMAT or LSAT, to continue working those two jobs so you can afford to do whatever, to continue staying up until 2 a.m. working on that side business, whatever. If you're asking yourself that, wondering if it's worth it, wondering if you would rather just be comfortable and stop, think about the two outcomes for a second. If you give up, you'll be relieved for a bit. There's no denying that. You won't be so tired. You'll be comfortable. You'll be fine. But what if you kept working? You know, what if you kept going? You might strike gold. And that is life-changing. And for me, I'd rather change my life forever than be comfortable for a bit. I'm completely fine with that trade-off. And I think you should ask yourself the same question. So you ask yourself, you know, why are you doubting yourself right now? Why are you doubting how potentially close you are to a real big breakthrough? You know, and nothing works on the first try or the second try or third try or fifth try. Sometimes like Leon, it takes 11 years, 11 freaking years. And that's insane. But at year 11, it all clicks and it all makes sense because you come to realize why you believed in yourself for so long, why you chose to be stubborn. You come to realize why you never gave up completely, even when you wanted to. And frankly, saying that out loud, I think that's kind of the purpose of life. You know, not to get too high level, but to realize that your purpose is to persevere, to find something that means so much to you that you won't sacrifice it for anything. And you have the power to control something really incredible. And that's your life, right? You have the power to take advantage of every day you have. And you have the privilege of living. You know, you have the power to create something. You know, so ultimately, you know, why am I encouraging you not to give up? Not necessarily because I want you to achieve things, make that money, get that recognition, whatever. Yes, of course, I want that for you. I want it for myself. And that's the tangible end result of not giving up. But more importantly, I want you to be happy, like really, truly happy. And I mean, that's why I do this show, to show you that a certain mindset, certain mindsets can do just that for you. And in this case, I think adopting a never give up attitude can make you happier, hands down. Because to my point earlier, when you're stubborn and you don't give up, it eliminates regret. And when you have it right and you live it, you can be happy even when you're confused or overwhelmed or anxious or whatever, as you continue to just stubbornly work on that thing in your life. And as I've said before, there's no true path for you in life, right? There's no blueprint. There's no instruction manual that says, okay, you know, work on that thing for 4 years. And then in October 2018, you'll have your breakthrough moment and it'll all be worth it, right? Or, you know, keep working on that relationship, even though it's tough right now, because in 2 years, you'll realize how much you both mean to each other and that it's just, you know, it's going to take you time to realize that, you know, without some mythical instruction guide, we're left ourselves to figure out what it's, you know, what is worth fighting for in our life. And that's our decision. That decision is left up to us. And I think the result of that oftentimes is we're confused, right? We don't know exactly what we should do. You know, we tend as a result to throw in the towel too early. You know, we hang it up just when things are potentially about to be there for us, you know? And I think if we just hung on to those things for a little bit longer, amazing things could happen, like truly, truly amazing things. So if you're listening right now and you're thinking about giving up on something and you're saying to yourself, you know, well, what the heck am I doing right now? You're thinking that you're confused, that you don't know what to do, that life is pulling you in all these different directions. I want you to realize that this is a good thing. First of all, that confusion and those things that you're doing and, you know, being stubborn about those things in your life, that's ultimately going to make you whole in the long run. And that's really important. And it's quite simple, though, that when you're having these kind of thoughts and you're considering giving up, it's actually quite simple. It's either you give up or you don't. It's not much more complicated than that. I think we make it more complicated, but that's it. It's either you keep going or you don't. And if you're leaning towards giving up, it's okay. I'm not judging you. But before you do that, I want you to quickly think about how far you've come. You know, think about those little wins, the good moments in your relationships, the times when you saw progress in your diet or your body, or the time that you got recognized for that kick-ass presentation you did at work. Think of some of those moments, right? It feels good, right? It feels awesome. You know, life is pretty freaking great, right? You know, remember that moment or those moments and kind of just hold it in your head for a second and recall what it was like. Recall how it felt. That moment when you felt alive, when you were happy. Happy. You know, you were happy with those small wins, with those baby steps of progress, and it reaffirmed why you did those things, why you worked so hard, why you're so stubborn. And I think if you do that, it'll remind you that if you're thinking that if you just give up, that you can be happy again because you'll be comfortable, you won't have the weight of this thing on you anymore. But I think if you do what I just encourage you to do, you'll realize that you can be happy and continue working. You don't have to stop. You don't have to give up to be happy. You know, and even if life is screaming a million different things at you and you feel like giving up, you know, remember that. And then think about how life can provide that happiness in abundance to you if you just keep working. Again, because, you know, life has a funny way of working out, I've discovered, you know, of rewarding those who don't give up. It really does. You know, take my example, for instance, you know, I'm just getting started. And I think some great things are happening right now. Or take Leon's. Or just go and ask any successful and happy person. Stubbornness, I'm willing to bet, is one of their most shining, tangible qualities. Stubbornness and the belief that you can still be incredibly happy as you continue working on that thing, because you know that one day it will deliver just happiness beyond your wildest imagination. So please, I implore you, just don't quit just yet. Don't call it a day, because I think you've got more in you, and I want you to prove to yourself today by continuing to move forward. So that's it. I'll stop right there. I think I got out what I wanted to say. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty fired up. I'm gonna go put on some banging house music and just be excited to be alive and have the ability to work on things that I'm passionate about. So I'd encourage you to do the same. Go ahead, follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Let's hang out. Shoot me a DM. Give me ideas for episodes. Make fun of me in my pictures. Do what you got to do. We'd love to hang out with you. So until next episode, I'm out.